Macmillan Audio presents Gone to the Woods by Gary Paulson. Read by Dan Bittner. Part 1. The Farm. 1944. He was not literally an orphan, but he was a lost child. He was born in 1939, and his father was in the Army, a low-level officer on General George S. Patton's staff who was gone for the whole of the Second World War, and they would not meet each other until he was 7 years old. When he was 4, his mother took him, dragged might be a better word, to Chicago, where she went to work in a munitions plant making 20-millimeter cannon shells. She had grown up on a small northern Minnesota farm, wearing hand-sewn dresses made out of flour sacks, and earning, if she was lucky, 25 cents a week. She now had a seemingly endless supply of pocket money from her steady hourly wage, but was not even remotely prepared to resist the temptations of the big city. Caught up in a life of heavy drinking and wild partying, she no longer had the time or attention to raise the boy right. She didn't even celebrate his birthday. Word of her newfound lifestyle found its way back to a small army of the boy's relatives in northern Minnesota. His grandmother was working as a cook for a road crew of old men, almost all the young men had been drafted for the war, who were building a road into Canada. A road connecting the United States to the interior.